I'm Gary Colley, evangelist of the Church of Christ and your regular speaker on the program, and happy it makes me each and every day to have this opportunity, wherever you're listening, to greet you with the gospel of Christ. I believe in the gospel of Christ. I believe it is the power of God unto salvation, and therefore it may temper your soul to do those things which God has commanded and bring you to the salvation which you desire. Paul said in Romans 1:16, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation unto everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also unto the Greek. For therein, in the gospel, is revealed the righteousness of God from faith unto faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. We're happy each day when you listen to Moments with the Bible. We believe it's for your good. My friend, your soul is precious. It is that which God has given to you and to you alone. And He has redeemed it by the precious blood of Christ for those who will accept the conditions of pardon laid forth in His Word. We're hopeful that you will see the importance of your soul and make the things right that may be wrong in your life by submission to His divine will. Our question that we've studied throughout the week says, since instrumental music is not to be used in the meetings of the church, shouldn't those who have been added to the church avoid instrumental and non-spiritual music at all other times as well? Well, certainly we appreciate again this question, and instrumental music is a difficult thing, it seems, with many people to understand why it could be used in the home and could not be used in the church. I hope that we've made it clear this week that the husband is the head of the wife and the home, even as Christ is the head of the church, and He's the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, says verse 24 of Ephesians 5, so let wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave Himself for it, that He might sanctify it and cleanse it with the washing of water by the Word, that He might present it to Himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Now, the Lord has made it very clear that He is over the church, and that means that He's over all the worship of the church, as well as our lives in our homes. But that which may be done in the church is not always that which is allowed in the home. Christian worship must be maintained in its primitive purity and simplicity if it is to be acceptable unto God. This is made clear in John 4 and verse 24 and other passages. Now, since God has taught us how to worship, shouldn't we be satisfied, my friends, with what He has had to say? Let us do in the home what is morally right, but let us do in the church what God commands. We'll certainly make no mistake by leaving out all mechanical instruments of music and restricting ourselves solely to singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, as He commanded in Ephesians 5:19 and Colossians 3:16. Let us remember also that even the Catholic Church, the mother of mechanical praise unto God, says, and I'm quoting, Catholic Church music can regain its former purity only by a return to the purely vocal style. Catholic Encyclopedia, Volume 10, page 651. Now, my friends, if they could recognize that, and using it all the while, can't we recognize it and put away sin from among our worship services? Why can't we recognize this fundamental fact? Let us lay aside the traditions of men. Let us govern our conduct in accordance with the Word of God in worship and service unto God by His Word, which is designed to be a lamp to our feet and a light unto our pathway. Let us do in our homes only that which is morally right. Let us use music that is only morally correct. And then let us live in such a manner as to go home to heaven at last. It's been a pleasure to be with you today.